Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Most of us, if not all of us, know today very well as Maundy Thursday. The word Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, which we get our English word mandate from. Maundy is used for this Thursday of Holy Week because of John's Gospel. For in that reading from John's Gospel, we have the record of Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet in the upper room before Jesus' crucifixion. In that setting, then, Jesus says to his disciples, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." Of course, what follows from these words is a focus on humble service within the Christian community, which is modeled perfectly by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may also know that this day has just as much history under the title of Holy Thursday. Now, in the Hebrew and the Greek languages of the Bible, holy means set apart, consecrated, sacred. But considering the events of this Thursday of Holy Week that took place nearly 20 centuries ago, Holy Thursday is surely worthy of the title. The events of this day, as recorded by the Gospels, begin with the disciples of Jesus asking him, "Where is he to celebrate the Passover feast?" Now again, the Passover was that yearly celebration observed by all the Jews that recalled the great deliverance event of the Old Testament, where God called his people out of slavery in Egypt. It was the final plague out of 10 that broke the will of Pharaoh. And that was that plague which was the death of the firstborn. But because the blood of the Lamb, which had been slain, was painted upon the doorposts of the homes of the Hebrews, the angel of the Lord, coming for the firstborn of all the people of the land, passed over their homes and spared all those who resided within. So this event is known to the Jewish people as God's saving act of grace to rescue his people from the bondage of oppressive slavery. God had heard the cries of his people for deliverance, and he answered them. And so Passover, this great and glorious day in the Old Testament, was to be remembered and celebrated by the Hebrews every year from that day forward. So this celebration has become a major event in the lives of all of the Jews, all of Jesus' contemporaries, his disciples, his family, all the Israelites. And over time, there were more and more specific rules that were followed at this Passover meal, from the ceremonial washing of hands to the youngest member of the family asking the head of the household what this day was all about, thus introducing the story of Passover. Thousands of additional Jews made the trek to the holy city of Jerusalem to celebrate this feast with their family, with their friends, with fellow believers in Yahweh God. And Jesus and the disciples were among them. And in answering then his disciples, Jesus directs two of them in what they are to do. "Go into the city, follow a man who is carrying water upon his head, and follow him to the house, and talk to the master of that house, and he will have a place prepared for the Passover celebration." Now those two disciples, Luke tells us, are Peter and John, two of the most popular of the disciples. And so they went, and they found this room just as Jesus had said. And so they go into Jerusalem, and they purchase a lamb to be sacrificed on behalf of themselves and the rest of the disciples, and of course, Jesus. Returning then from that celebration at the temple, Peter and John go back to this upper room and continue the preparations until they complete their task, ready now for Jesus and the disciples. And so as the evening of the Thursday falls, Jesus and the other 10 depart from Bethany. They make their trek up the Mount of Olives, past the cursed and withered fig tree, down into the Kidron Valley, and then up yet again into the city of Jerusalem. Arriving finally at the upper room, Jesus took his place at the table, began to celebrate the long-cherished Passover feast with the closest of his friends and followers. Now, up to this point in this story, this Thursday was just like any other Thursday with the addition of the Passover celebration. And so there was really nothing holy or separate or set apart about it until the meal nears its end. It was then that Jesus took one of the flat loaves of unleavened bread, broke it apart, handed it out to his disciples, saying, "Take, this is my body." Taking a cup of wine used in the Passover celebration, Jesus gave thanks for it to God and gave it to his disciples to drink from, saying to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." These words were utterly new for those faithful Jewish men. Never before had their fathers in their own household celebrating this Passover meal interrupted the celebration with their own commentary. Never before had they heard their fathers refer to the bread and the wine as their own body and blood. Now, these men had heard Jesus speak in such a way before, referring to himself as the bread of life. This recorded by St. John, as well as hearing Jesus also saying to the rest of the Jewish crowds, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink of his blood, you will not have eternal life." And now these men were receiving exactly that. What exactly was going on now on this holy Thursday? No doubt the thoughts and the questions swirling in the minds of these disciples. In his divine interruption of the sacred Passover celebration, Jesus was giving his last will and testament. Jesus knew his death was very near. His disciples did not. And in his will and testament, Jesus ushers in the new covenant of God with his people, as proclaimed by Jeremiah hundreds of years before. It would be his own blood, his own body, that would serve as the means of this new covenant. Just in a few short hours from that night, Jesus' own flesh and blood would be sacrificed upon the altar of the cross. You and I, we know these truths so very well. We know what comes next throughout this story. And we know about the glory that will be revealed in just a few short days, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead will mean for all who trust in him. But those disciples were still in the dark. They had been taught by Jesus and they heard all of his predictions. But going through each moment as they did, surrounded by the events, never going through it before, hearing about it before, they could not see or know the bigger picture. But they would. They would. And what we are privileged then, as God's people who have heard these stories before, what we're privileged to understand about that first Holy Thursday is that Jesus was beginning the sacrament of the altar, the sacrament also known as the Lord's Supper. Now, in Mark's typical fashion, our gospel reading for tonight, he leaves out some of those details that we get in the other gospels as he gets through the events a little more quickly. And so he does not include in his gospel that the body and blood of Jesus is given in the bread and the wine for the forgiveness of the sins of those disciples present there. And yet those sins are forgiven there in that sacrament. Nor does Mark report that these believers in Christ are to partake of this sacrament over and over and over again. And yet they are supposed to do that again and again and again. And they have, up until this very day, as we continue to partake of this supper, and will continue to do so until the days of our death or the Lord's return. And so what we partake of on this very special night is the very same supper that Jesus shared with those disciples on that very first Holy Thursday night so many centuries ago. In the bread and in the wine of Holy Communion, we receive the body and blood of Jesus. He gives us his flesh and blood to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of all of our sins, the salvation of our souls, which he has won by his death upon the cross. And that death upon the cross serves as the purchasing price for this blessed sacrament of the altar. And every time we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Jesus began a blessed meal on this night so long ago. In it, we receive Christ Jesus himself, even to this very day. And so what a truly special day this is. One that is worthy of the title Holy. Thanks be to God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, and who gave himself to us in his last will and testament on this Holy Thursday. Amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.